The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 21st chapter, that we are going to read together. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Then he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourself and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on watch so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day does not catch you unexpectedly, like a trap, for it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all the things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. You may be seated. You are a good reader, by the way. I have a little problem with the microphone. Well, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the first Sunday of Advent. This is a new season, a new opportunity for us to rethink the way we are living our lives, to consider all the different ways we might take steps to improve on who we are and what we do and how we impact the world around us. Put it in another way, it is an opportunity for us to turn in over a new leaf. Advent, my dear brothers and sisters, at best, is about preparation. But sometimes we think in preparing for all of the rush before and on Christmas. However, the idea of preparation can be so much better than that. Preparation can actually be something that is a gift for each one of us. As we welcome the gift of preparing, we can actually make a meaningful change in our lives. Here at Good Shepherd, we have a lot of ways to support you. Through our faith fertilizer emails, podcasts, Advent devotionals, mission outreach opportunities to support families in need prior to Christmas, the children's Christmas presentation and the Christmas cantata, and also the four Sundays of Advent. In these few weeks, we are surrounding you with ways that can really help you prepare for Christmas. Prepare for Christmas rather than get lost in the hustle. Preparing for Christmas is actually digging into the season of Advent. It is preparing ourselves for the coming of our God, preparing ourselves for spiritual transformation, preparing ourselves to once again respect and participate in the revolution that God began at Christmas. But I would like to bring up something else today. Because when I was reading the words of the Gospel of Luke this week, I can't help but wonder, how can this be helpful in my preparation for Christmas? I see Jesus saying to us, recognize the reality of the crisis. Look at the fact that not all the people around you are happy. Yes, not everyone is happy. That is the reason that in many congregations exists the Blue Christmas worship. There are people, and perhaps even you yourself, who are experiencing Christmas nostalgia. And some may even be in pain. Look at the brokenness. Look at the despair. Look at the danger. Look for the despair of the homeless and the hungry, the lonely and the depressed, as well as the shooting stars of our own lives, the dreams that are postponed, and the relationships that are broken, and the values that are ignored. And without realizing it, some people could begin to distance themselves from the grace of God. Another thing I see in today's gospel is the sense of stay alert, stay awake, stay vigilant, plan little, expect anything, accept everything. My brother and my sister, the uniqueness of our God is that God is everywhere, in our birth, in our pain, in our struggle, in our love, in our suffering, in our death. God is in the darkness, and God is in the light. God is in the crisis, and God is in the mystery. God is in the past, and He is in the present, and He is also in the future. And lastly, I see in this gospel the importance of giving up control, and then taking control. Yes, my friends, the best way to handle a crisis is to let God be God, trusting that everything depends on Him. Today's readings helps us in our spiritual preparation as we walk through the Advent season, to be ready for Christmas, to prepare for the return of our Savior. And the gospel teaches us to seek God right here among us in ways that will surprise and delight us. Remember, when we look for signs, we may be given one, but it may not be the sign we are waiting for. We live in anxious times, just like the people of Jesus' time during his ministry on earth. The good news in our gospel is that despite the fact of that, Jesus says that we can stand and lift our heads high, eyes up, for our redemption is near. And that is the good news. God, who is in complete control over all things, can make life itself meaningful. Only God can include all things in his plans. In his plans of hope, peace, joy, and love. That is the language of Advent. The renewed language of trust in God. But it all begins with God's faithfulness, on which our own faith and faithfulness can rest. Jesus wants to give us hope, possibilities, and new life. As William Barclay once said, the best way to prepare for the coming of Christ is never to forget the presence of Christ in your life. My brother, my sister, let us do this faithfully. Prepare for his coming, looking to Jesus despite of our circumstances. Remember, Jesus is our true and only hope. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that you are our true and only hope. Help us to journey this season of Advent in a way that when we reach Christmas, when we celebrate that you became flesh through your Son, Jesus Christ, for pure love for the humanity, we can do it in a way that will transform our lives in ways that we cannot imagine, because you are continue doing work in us, and the end is not near close. You want to do more things in us for the blessings of others and to proclaim your word through our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.